Leave It for the first half of music in honor of Juneteenth. Our program is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts with support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wrapping up Hour 1 of American Roots, another one on the way here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota, join us at KAXE.org. Donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick and easy way to support our future. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. Later today, there's a summer solstice celebration at the Minwadizi Center in Bemidji, the former Central Elementary School. The afternoon includes a ceremony by Michael Smith, live music, barbecue, tree planting, and chalk art. Bring your own camp chair, plus reusable plates and utensils to reduce waste. Now back to American Roots on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots from New Orleans.
Oh, day, yana gumbe. Oh, day, yana gumbe. Oh, day, yana gumbe. Day done broke in my soul. Yana gumbe.
Oh, day, yonder come day is a spiritual song sung by Gullah Geechee people in the Georgia Sea Island area and neighboring coastal states. This version was recorded by folklorist Alan Lomax in 1960 on St. Simon's Island. The community tradition continues to this day, along with farming, fishing, and Creole English speech, and many of the same songs.
You have to realize we picked up our language from the master and missus. You know, they spoke grammatically correct. So we would pick up words, but we didn't have time to really, you know, sound out the letters and what have you. So we would just pick up part of what they were saying and we'd just go with it, you know. And they pick them up, come over there, pick it up and put it over there.
As part of music and the spirit of Juneteenth, we'll also hear pop songs of protest from Simon and Garfunkel and Dion singing about touring with Sam Cooke and the tragedy of his death. Plus Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. In 1961, Martin Luther King Jr. called Odetta the queen of American folk music. Bob Dylan agreed. He had been inspired by her well before he became famous. In 1965, Odetta returned the favor. On her LP, Odetta sings Dylan, backed by the remarkable guitarist Bruce Langhorne.
Oh, my name, it means nothing. My age, it means less. Country I come from is called the Midwest. I was brought up and taught there the laws to abide, and the land that I has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The Calvary's charmed, the end. Was young with God on its side. Oh, the First World War, boys, it closed at its fate. The reason for fighting I never got straight. But I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. Well, you don't count the dead when God's on your side. When the Second World War came to an end, we forgave the Germans and we were friends. Though they killed 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now to have God on their side. But now we got weapons of the chemical dust. If fire them, we're forced to. Then fire them, we must. One push of the button and a shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Oh, my name, it means nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was brought up and taught there the laws to abide. And the land that I has God on its side. And the land that I live in has God on its side.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know
silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel, the electric version of Sounds of Silence. The duo's studio audition of the song led to a record deal with Columbia, and the original acoustic version was recorded in March 1964. However, it didn't sell very well, and so Columbia insisted that it be overdubbed with an electric remix that was released the following year and went to number one on the Billboard Singles Chart in October of 1964.
Hi, everybody. This is Dion. I mean, you gotta stay tuned to American Roots. It's where it's happening. Yo.
We traveled this land back in 1962. We played the places that were home to me and you. We drove to Memphis. We rocked the set. We walked the streets at night and smoked a cigarette here in America. In America, there was so much I didn't know about the way that life could go. Here in America, down the block I saw the people stop and stare. You did your best to make a Yankee boy aware. I never thought about the color of your skin. I never worried about the hotel I was in here in America. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, in America.
In America.
But the places I could stay, they all made you walk away. Here in America. Cowards felt that they could call you any name. You were the star standing in the light that won you nothing on a city street at night here in America. Here in America, you were told that we were free. This land is made. Than a backbeat on a drum. You told me you believed the change was gonna come. You sang for freedom, but lived life free. I saw it in your smile and in your dignity here in America. Here in America. A preacher's kid you'll always be. Singing the truth to set us free. Here in America. Here in America. You were a star when you were standing on a stage.
back on it, I feel a burning rage. You sang, you sent me, I sang, I wonder why. And I still wonder, you were way too young to die here in America. That you were near, I wish that you were here, here in America, here in America, America, in America.
The Sicilian rock and roll legend Dion DiMucci knew Sam Cooke in the 1950s. After Sam died in 1964, he wrote a song about him and their sometime troubled travels as a black and white musical team. He revisited the song for Sam Cooke here in America more than 50 years later in 2020. That was Paul Simon backing up Dion. Sam Cooke was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and moved to Chicago, where he lived most of his life. On tour, he ran into a chain gang of prisoners, and this song pays homage to their hard work. Cooke was reportedly moved by the plight of the prisoners, and he and his brother gave them cartons of cigarettes. Chain Gang, 1960.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my, 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 my work is so hard, oh. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh,
feel. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Change gonna come. Sam Cooke, 1964. The song was inspired by various difficult events in Cooke's life, most prominently when he and his entourage were turned away from a whites-only motel in Louisiana. Cooke felt compelled to write a song that spoke to his and others' struggle. Cooke, originally a member of the All Sacred Singing Soul Stirrers, would record 30 top 40 hits in his brief career. He died December 11, 1964, in an altercation with a motel manager in Los Angeles. Let's get to the place where blues and gospel come together with Sister Rosetta Tharp, but first with Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, the Piedmont Harmonica and Guitar Duo's 1957 version of the spiritual Down by the Riverside dates to before the Civil War and was also used as an anti-war protest song, especially during Vietnam and in labor strife.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, hey, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study the war no more. Ain't gonna study the war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study the war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study the war no more. Study the war no more. Ain't gonna study. Down, down by the riverside, down, down by the riverside. Gonna meet my loving mother down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study the war no more.
you, buddy. People fighting one another and
That's all from Sister Rosetta Tharpe, 1937, recording in Philadelphia, the gospel blues song, originally called Denomination Blues, a record by Washington Phillips in 1927. Tharpe was born Rosie Etta Atkins in 1915 in Cotton Plant, Arkansas. Both of Tharpe's parents were singers. She later lived in Philadelphia and then New York City, often walking the line between R&B and gospel, and influencing Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Isaac Hayes, and Johnny Cash, among others. She also recorded, arguably, the first black and white country record, Have a Little Talk with Jesus, with Red Foley, back in 1952. She's on a postage stamp. Check out Sister Rosetta Tharpe. We'll be back in music and conversation live with the Gullah Geechee Ring Shouters from Darien, Georgia, when American Roots returns.
KEXE has been serving the community of northern Minnesota since 1976. I'm Heidi Holton, and Simon Gretton recently stopped by and told us why he supports KEXE.
The dearth of local news in rural America is, frankly, I think, a big problem for our democracy. And the model right here of KEXE filling in and having outstanding public radio reporters filling the news gap in a rural area like ours, if the whole country had that, then our democracy would be so much the better for it. First heard about that. Wow, I want to get behind that. So I've been upping my support ever since I heard about that, and I will be continuing to do so because that is just a gift and asset to our neighborhoods, to our towns, to our region and the country and the world.
Do your part. Go to KEXE.org.
The Gullah Geechee people are descendants of those enslaved in the Sea Islands of Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and South Carolina. Because of the remoteness of the plantations, the Gullah Geechee were able to retain some of their African traditions, including the ring shout. It's a ritual in which participants move counterclockwise in a circle while shuffling and stomping their feet and clapping their hands in call and response fashion. The tradition is rooted in West African culture mixed with elements of Christianity. Gullah Geechee ring shouters from Darien, Georgia have preserved this ancestral heritage through performance and education since 1980. They joined us on stage at the New Orleans Jazz Museum, where they started with a song you will probably recognize that came from the Gullah Geechee culture.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by, come by, yeah. Come by, yeah. Come by, yeah. Come by, yeah. Come by, yeah, my Lord, come by, yeah. Come by, yeah, my Lord, come by, yeah. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Now, look here now. On Sunday morning, us going to us various churches, us come out and we say, how about that religion? We've gotten so modernistical. And we look at one another, we say, oh, honey, it's so sweet. We don't say them like that. How about that religion? How about that religion?
So sweet.
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 All right. Now, Master, you know, every time I go somewhere, I just see some of we. Mm-hmm. Some of we dark as 10 midnight. Some of you look picantine like this, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then some of us look like
high yellow.
Can you tell us how come it look like it is?
We look the way we look because we are black. Yes, we are black. So what if I am a black woman? Is it a disease? Well, if it is, I sure hope that it's catching. Because what they need to do with us, they need to pour us in a bottle, label us, and sprinkle us over all of the men and women who ever worked or died, lived or cried for either one of us. Oh, yeah. So what if I am a black woman? Is it a crime? Well, arrest me. Because I am smart, but I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And you black men know that we black women can be hateful. But I like to eat. I like to work. Clothe, house, feed me, mine, and yours, like we've been doing for the past 300 years.
All right.
So what if I am a black woman? Is it insane?
Huh.
Well, commit me,
yeah.
Because I want truth, not lies, sunshine, not rain, pleasure, not pain, and I'm looking for a man.
Woo.
And not a child. So what if I am a black woman? Is it a sin?
Yeah.
Well, pray for me. And pray for yourself, because if you don't like women of color, we are midnight black.
Yeah.
We are chestnut brown,
uh-huh.
Cocoa dip,
woo.
Big lip, big hip, big breasted, and beautiful, all at the same time. So what if I am a black woman? I've got same rights as you. I've worked for them, died for them, laid and lied them on every plantation from Alabama to Boston and back. So what if I am a black woman?
Yeah.
I love me, and I want you to love me too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am as I've always been, near you, close to you, beside you, caring, giving, and sharing. Your black woman for over 300 years. Love us.
Now, our manager is going to teach you what we're doing up here.
This polyrhythmic beat came from Africa. For love of money, we never change that. The ring shout, we never change it for love of money because it's our culture. See if you can catch this beat if you can. As she said, if you don't have a camera on, warm those hands up.
Okay.
We know we're on the radio, warm those hands up and see if you can match this beat. Turn those recorders on because it came from Africa. You ready? It goes like this. One, two, three. That's it. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three. The band, the drums. The band, the drums. And we couldn't beat them anymore. But guess what? We have the stick man, the stick man. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three. Now the washboard. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three. If you notice, it's all the same beat. If you notice, it's all the same beat. Woo!
We gonna do this little thing here now. You know one thing, your master man give us something to eat. He gave us something to eat.
He gave us something to eat.
Come on,
eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gave us chicken feet, backbone, neck bone, pigtail, hog head, chitlin and all such like as that. Now somebody want to say you could take them pork meat and make a mean pork pot and you make you want to slap your mama. I can't say that because mama's still living, got a can. But you know one thing, yeah? Daniel was a slave. He's working outside of master house. So Daniel says to himself, he said, "Ooh, Lord have mercy, we had chili hag the other day and I put all the good meat in master house." Well, guess what? Master come to him and say, "Hey boy, I going out of town today now. I ain't want you to let nobody go up in the house there." And you know what Jack say? "Oh, no, master, you ain't got to worry about that because I got them right here. I ain't going to let nobody go up in there." But while master been gone, he start thinking to himself. He said, "Oh, Lord, have mercy, master, because it's going to be good meat up in there. I sure want me a good little piece here." Now, he decided he was going to go in there and get him a little piece. He told him on the outside, I said, "Now, y'all watch for master." Now, he was not thieving. He was not stealing.
No.
He was surviving.
Surviving.
Mm-hmm. That was surviving. So, but one thing, best things going to mess up.
They go hell. To hell.
They go where?
To hell.
Oh! Sin are gone, oh Lord. Sin are gone to hell now. Move, then you move,
and
move, then you move,
and
move, then you move. All right. Yes. Yes.
We also want to tell you a little bit of our cultural ways of dealing with the herbs. Mm-hmm. And here in Louisiana, you have that beautiful moss. We call it Spanish moss down in Georgia. We call it life everlasting. My herbalist friend is here. And these are type of things that grow all the time. But now we cut the grass. Mm-hmm. And because we cut it, a lot of those things have faded away and we don't practice it. But in our culture of Gullah Geechee, along with our Fort Lord and singing and the songs, we practice our herbs. Mm-hmm. And we still make tea out of those herbs. And then we have things like the root doctor and the root worker. And all of them, sometime it means a lot of things. That's why I guess they picked us to be in the new movie, Geechee Witch and the Boo Hag. The hag is the part that they say rides you at night. That's the spooky stuff. But the herbs that we use it for healing of the body. I'm an old man now, so I need a lot of herbs to keep me young. So I do appreciate that. So thank you. Back into the hands of our leader, Ms. Joanne Waltower Ross.
All right. We have to know where we came from before we know where we are going. And in this very same group, we have a person that we dearly love, and she's not with us because of illness, but her name is Ms. Marjorie Washington, so we so lovingly call Sis Maggie. Well, she wrote this poem. She went home. The question is always asked, what did your four parents bring with them from Mother Africa? And Marsha said the poem a while ago. She said, they didn't bring nothing because it was an unplanned trip. But she said, it was a beautiful day in our village. Up in the sky, there wasn't a cloud showing. There was a cool breeze blowing. We decided we'd go down to the seaside. Little did we know we'd soon be taking an unplanned ride. From out of nowhere, these brutal strangers, they came. They put shackles on our feet. They put shackles on our hand. Thrown into the bottom of a dirty, dirty ship. On the way to an unknown destination, it was an unplanned trip. We crossed the deep blue sea to a foreign shore, a place that we did not know and a place that we certainly didn't ask to go. Our women were misused and abused, too. Everything they was asked to do, they did it. Never once did they refuse. We tilled the soil, cultivated the land. To this day, that's something that some folks still can't understand. We are a mystery. Other folks look at us and wonder how we can live and still yet be. Right. But it's not who we are, but whose we are that determines our destiny. But thanks be to a man named Abraham Lincoln, who wrote a decree that on January 1, 1863, we'd all be set free. And as the evening shadows would appear, I could cast my eyes over to Mother Africa, and I could think about our former years. And I could think about that dirty, dirty ship that brought us over here on an unplanned trip. And if Mahalia Jackson was living at that time, she would sing this song, and it would do them justice by hearing that song.
Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. The trouble of this world, the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. No more.
No more.
We there'll be no more.
No more.
Weeping and wailing, there'll be no more.
No more.
Weeping and wailing,
I'm going
home to live with God.
My God. Yeah. Of course, Abraham Lincoln said on January 1, 1863, all the slaves would be set free. Well, some folks didn't find out they were free until 2.5 years later. And when they did find out, Galveston, Texas got the news. Well, of course, they were doing something and they say, oh, what? I'm free. Maybe I'm washing clothes, maybe cooking Mr. and Master's dinner. They said, we free. We gone. We getting up out of here. So, you know, thanks be to Abraham Lincoln for doing that very same thing. And in our closing, we know that we were looking for another day, you know, a brighter day. And some of us are still looking for a brighter day. And some of us have placed ourselves in positions where we aren't free still in our minds, but we have to free ourselves from that. So, old day, yonder come day. Old day, yonder come day. Old day, yonder come day. Oh, I see day. Oh, I see day. Oh, day is a breaking. Oh, day is a breaking. Oh, day. Oh, day. Oh, day. Oh, day. Oh, I see day. Oh, I see day. Oh, day. Oh, day. Yes.
The Gullah Geechee Ring Shouters with O'Day. Looking in song for a brighter day. We'll be back in a minute to speak with the Shouters about the Gullah Geechee culture and traditions when American Roots returns.
How's it going? I'm Malachi Coons, taking a brief break from American Roots. You're listening to KAXE. We receive support from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, held this year July 9th through July 12th. The festival presents music from around the world featuring Kathleen Edwards, Billy Bragg, Lucy Dacus, and over 60 more. Poet Jolene Brink will read from her new book, Overburden, tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the McCrosty Arts Center in Grand Rapids. Brink grew up in Grand Rapids, and the reading will be followed by a conversation about writing, history, and creativity with her former teacher, Frida Hall. Let's head back one more time to American Roots, coming up at 1 on the river with Diane Ott.
This is American Roots live with the Gullah Geechee Ring Shouters. We'll chat with their members in a minute, but first it's a work song performed by the Gullah Geechee Ring Shouters in their visit to New Orleans.
Got my letter.
Oh, yes.
Oof. Got my letter.
Oh, yes.
Got my letter.
Oh, yeah. The people keep on coming and the train done gone.
Ooh. John was a writer.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. John was a writer.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. John was a writer.
Oh, yeah. People keep a coming and the train done gone.
Book of Revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Book of Revelations.
Oh, yeah.
Book of Revelation.
Oh, yeah. The people keep a coming and the train done gone.
Gullah Geechee Shouters, how about that? Beautiful. We're going to talk just a little bit for a moment. In radio, we call this chin music. And I'm going to go with Age Before Beauty, if that's okay.
Sure.
You like that, Jax? Okay? All right, so they say that you're the oldest shouter out here.
25.
Oh, yeah. How did you come into the tradition?
Well, I started when I was about 10 years old in a Nether group. We used to go out at night, leave home early part of the night. We go, there it's called Christmas Eve, and we go to church and we get in there all night long. We shout, eat hot dogs, something like, and we shout till the daylight come. And after daylight come, I go home, all wet up. But I never did like to shout. And so from then on, I just was just shouting. And I stopped beating the stick, I guess, when I was right around about 15, something like that.
People call it watch night.
Watch night, right.
So they're watching for the word, you know, from Lincoln onward to freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, so you're there during a Christmas holiday, which is about the beginnings of Christianity, but you're also thinking about life on earth and getting out of slavery.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And now, how did you become the stick man?
Well, back in then, I started with my brother and my uncles and the original group, and I just was a little just beating a stick, you know, until I grew up, started beating to get the song of it.
Yeah.
And I started beating then and still beating.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Thank you for still beating that stick,
yes,
man. Yeah, you keep them rolling at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, let's give him a round of applause here. Jack Evan. Look at that. He's the oldest shatter on the stage.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to give ages for everybody.
No. 25 so, enough.
Right. So, Joanne Ross.
That's me.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How did you get into the tradition?
Well, we came up in Holiness, Pentecostal movement.
Mm-hmm.
And every Christmas Eve, we had Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we ended up at the church. We weren't asked to go. We were made to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'd go and we'd have fun on the outside and the older people would be inside until it was prayer time. And all of us had to engage in the prayer.
And you go in the counterclockwise.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Circle.
Yes, right.
And that seems to be something that is in some of the other African singing traditions,
yes,
in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But what are your early memories of being out there and shouting?
Oh, well, we used to mimic the shout. We used to mimic, actually, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, uh-huh, would fall on the people in the church, and we used to mimic what they do. Uh-huh. And then we were made to come to the altar at certain times, and especially on Friday nights, and they would have what they call tarry service. Mm-hmm. And we would call on Jesus until we were endowed with power.
How would you describe what you're wearing?
Well, in the olden days, most folks wore these long skirts and head rags. And the head rags were actually because, you know, we had to go and hunt wood, go across the road and get wood to bring back to make a fire. Mm. So they would go back and they'd bring the wood up on their head with the croaker sack.
Oh, yeah.
And they, also when they're cooking, they cook, the kitchens were on the outside of the house. So they were cooking and kept the sweat out their eyes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a feeling that the stories you were telling were into the world of Gullah.
They're original.
Yeah.
And trust me, I don't study them. They just pop in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you speak Gullah first or English?
Well, I used to mimic the old lady used to be around in our community.
Uh-huh.
She lived across the road and she had a lot of goats. And I used to go hang out with the goats.
Yeah.
So I could hear her talk, and she would be talking to the ghost, and she would go, put that thing over there. And I understood what she was saying. So this was easy for me to do.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds fantastic. I wonder how much Gullah is spoken on public radio. Probably not too much.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So does everybody speak Gullah, or is it something you have to be of a certain age?
Oh, you have to ride with us to hear us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't know a thing we be saying up in there.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
We had Ranger Ted baffled. We were just talking. Finally, I said, I know you're the only thing that we say up in you. Exactly.
You know, here in Louisiana, we have a form of Creole,
yeah,
related to French. Mm-hmm. Gullah is related to English.
Mm-hmm.
And if you speak strictly old school Cajun French, you won't understand the Creole.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you have to realize we picked up our language from the master and Mrs. You know, they spoke grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we would pick up words, but we didn't have time to really, you know, sound out the letters and what have you. So we would just pick up part of what they were saying and we'd just go with it, you know?
Yeah.
And they pick them up, put them over there. Pick it up and put it over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get involved playing the washboard? A lot of people here play washboards with the music.
Well, I play washboard and I beat drums.
Uh-huh.
Bass drum, that is. I used to beat it in church.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, that's how it goes in the rub board. That was a part of our music at church.
Yeah.
You know, you wash clothes with it, and then when it, you know, got kind of worn, you took it to the church and you rub it till it wore completely out.
Yeah. One of the things I find great about y'all, I mean, if you go to a church for watch night, I mean, you do see men and women, young and old, families.
Oh, yeah.
And here's your group is men and women.
Yes.
So you're really kind of recreating watch night when,
right,
you're with us here.
Right.
We're lucky for that.
Yes. And we're training the young people, and I'm just excited that they came up on stage, you know, that they're here.
Yeah.
And even with the rockers, I saw young people with them, and I'm excited about that because when we die out, they can carry on the tradition. And they may not have what we do down pat, but they're getting there.
Yeah.
They're getting there. If they keep doing it, they'll get it.
Give them a big round of applause here, folks.
All right.
What should we go out on, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I
The Gullah Geechee Ring Shouters live at the New Orleans Jazz Museum singing Oh Freedom, a song long associated with the civil rights movement. The Gullah Geechee Ring Shouters included Joanne Waltar Ross, Ophelia Grant, Marsha Armstrong, Bertha McKnight, Chantel Hawkins, Akela Hawkins, Najir Stevens, Xavier Cortez Ross, Jack Evans, and Griffin Lotson. Special thanks to Heather Hodges of the Historic New Orleans Collection and her colleagues with the National Park Service, led by Community Engagement Specialist Ted Johnson of the Temuquin Ecological and Historic Preserve in Jacksonville, Florida, with bringing the Gullah Geechee Tradition Bearers on a grand tour to New Orleans. Also thanks in New Orleans to Matt Hampsey and Ranger Jade Perdue, both of the New Orleans Jazz National Historical Park, and Ellen Durand of White Oak Productions. Sound recordists included Misha Kachishvili, Travis Wagaspak, and Danny Kadar. American Roots is produced in collaboration with colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. Our presenting stations, WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Our American Roots team includes Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, Steve Martin, Reggie Morris, and Rachel Archer. Find American Roots on Facebook, Instagram, X, and our website, amroutes.org. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX Public Radio Exchange.